WTOP News Time, 5:51.
Winter is coming, and we're a little more than a month away from the start of the season, so what can we expect?
And joining us now with the much-anticipated winter forecast, ABC7's chief meteorologist, Doug Hill. Doug, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks. I think the bottom line is it's not going to be as warm as last winter. I mean, you might think that's a no-brainer, but we've had a number of warm winters of late, but I think this time around, temperatures at least are going to be at or maybe even slightly below average. And when we forecast winter, we forecast December 1st through the end of February, because that's meteorological winter.
So, Doug, what is the reason for our colder winter than the past couple?
Well, one thing we've been watching is something we call the North Atlantic Oscillation. This is a relationship between high pressure and low pressure over the North Atlantic. Just recently, we've had that in the negative phase, and that meant that a very large area of high pressure was south of Greenland, and that was the reason Sandy got steered into the New Jersey coast, and the reason that they were getting a blizzard across West Virginia and the Alleghenies as that was happening. So that's when it's in the negative phase, and we think we'll be in the negative phase more often than not through the winter season.
Well, when you take a look at these things, do you have a probability scale of how likely it is that we could get a big storm this winter?
Yeah, well, I mean, the bottom line, Sean, is that any winter, you can get a big storm. I mean, something could just develop just the right way at the right time. And there's really no way you can call for that months and months in advance. So the numbers I'm going to give you here talking about how much snow I think we'll see this season are independent of a single storm, which could happen anywhere. But I do not think we're going to have a repeat of Snowmageddon or any of our famous winters, the winter of 1996. You remember that one? We had back-to-back-to-back snowstorms. But I think it's going to be a more active winter and certainly a colder winter than last year.
Well, UT. Well, how much snow do you think we're going to get?
Well, for snow lovers, they'll be happy to hear we're going to have multiple times more snow than last winter.
Yeah.
Of course, last winter we only had 2 inches. we're thinking in the metro area maybe 10 to 14 inches. That's just a couple inches below our long-term averages. Mm-hmm. But I think that's where we want to head based on what we see. We don't have El Nino. See, if El Nino was moderate signal, which is a measure of the ocean water temperatures in the equatorial Pacific, that really controls weather patterns. And if you get a nice, strong, moderate signal of El Nino, that bodes well for a number of East Coast winter storms, but we don't have that. The whole thing is neutral. No La Nina, no El Nino signal. So that kind of complicates things a bit. But I think with the trends we've seen, I think we're pretty comfortable with a slightly colder than average forecast, definitely colder than last winter, and also just a little bit below average in the snowfall.
And let me ask you this, ski resorts in our area had a tough year last year. So you're thinking at least maybe a little more on an average year this year for them?
Well, I mean, as far as temperatures go, Sean, but remember, when you talk in climatology, you're talking sometimes only tenths of a degree. I mean, to get 2 degrees below average for an entire winter, that's going to be mighty cold. And the same if it's 2 degrees above average, mighty warm. So we're talking maybe a degree, maybe a few fractions of a degree below average. But the trend is back to a more normal or customary winter that we've had over the years here.
Hey, Doug, when you look at trends, right, if we go back over the last couple of decades, are we in fact trending warmer winter to winter like we are in our summers?
It sure seems that way, but then we have these times where we'll have a couple years in a row where it'll get pretty cold. But look back over the past 20 or 30 years, we've had numerous blizzards. I mean, each one seems to get bigger and more notorious. Going back through the 80s, 1983, a blizzard. We had the Veterans Day big snowstorm, November 11th, 87. 92, we had a major snowstorm. Then we had the multiple snowstorms in 96. So we've had it. But yeah, in general terms, we're trending to be a little bit warmer. But when you get into winter time, all you need is a few degrees below average temperatures at the same time a storm's coming up the coast, and you've got your snowstorm.
All right, we'll see if your predictions come true. Thanks so much, Doug.
Okay.
ABC7 Chief Meteorologist Doug Hill with his winter forecast.